If you read through the Bible, when you read about the ministry of Jesus, everything that Jesus did fell under these three categories. He was involved in a faithful proclamation, a compassionate service, and a loving fellowship. So when we talk about what is the church, if we're going to define it in the terms of Jesus, that's basically the way we define it. Church is not defined necessarily by what we do or what we even put on our signs, but basically it's defined by the nature of Jesus because it is the body of Christ. When we talk about the churches of Christ, really, I don't believe Paul had in mind a title as much as he talks about ownership. And he'll do this several times, for instance, the Church of God. The Church of God title is used, if you want to make it a title, 8 times. So really he's talking about ownership, not so much a title that he had in mind. I believe that we have been influenced by what I call reactionary theology. Reactionary theology is deciding that something is wrong and reacting against it. To a large extent, the Reformation was a reaction to what it saw in Roman Catholicism. In the Protestant Reformation, the emphasis to a large extent was on the teachings of John Calvin. Where we find ourselves in the Restoration Movement is we found ourselves in a reaction to what we saw in Calvinism. And therefore, anytime you build a theology based upon reaction, you have a tendency to be extreme just in another way. For instance, in Calvinism, once you're saved, you're always saved. It's called the perseverance of the saints. Well, when we came into that as a fellowship, we debated against that, against once saved, always saved, and we ended up with a category, if saved, barely saved. In other words, we failed to understand exactly where it was for a balance. So anytime you build your theology based upon reaction rather than a study, you will have a tendency to be reactionary in another way. I grew up in an atmosphere that the Bible was treated like a debater's handbook. Now, maybe you didn't grow up that way. That's what I grew up. Somebody would say, here's the scriptures you can use to defeat this idea. Here's the scripture to defeat that idea, and so on. So I didn't see the Bible then as a whole, as a means really of spiritual growth, as much as it was I could debate somebody on the truthfulness of certain ideas. So this is the pattern for the church. Jesus, the extension of his life, we are to extend in our lives today. Faithful proclamation, compassionate fellowship, loving fellowship.